May the words of our mouths and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God. Amen. So here we are. We're upstairs. We have a real musician in 4 short months. I'm so happy you're here, Glenn. I didn't realize how relieved I was till you came. In 4 short months, we are on our way to becoming an established congregation here at Christ Church Cathedral. 2 or 3 of us are gathered. Sometimes I just cannot believe it. But what will it take for us to become a community? The dream that we built this on, the hope, is that we will be more than simply a congregation here, but that we will build a community together, a group of people who will come together and support one another, engage in tough conversations with each other, laugh together, pray together, think through the implications of the gospel, and gather at the table together, and think through what all of that means for us beyond Sunday evening. The gospel reading tonight gives us some clues, I think. This isn't going to be all bread and wine celebrations. As we intentionally include more people into planning and thinking about this service, about community celebrations, about what songs we will sing, as we continue just to meet and pray together, we are more and more likely to disagree with each other or to be difficult with one another. Church, in some ways, is like a family. And I want to be really careful about this because I don't actually love the church is family thing very much. But you don't get to choose who else is here with you. And families like that too. You don't get to choose who you sit next to. We are here because we feel called to be members of the body of Christ in whatever form that takes for each of us. This passage in Matthew actually comes in the middle of a bigger piece in which Matthew is talking about the life of the church and how they, his followers, are to be together. In the previous chapter, he's told them that he is going to be betrayed and killed, and the disciples are a little stressed out about this, obviously. So this next chapter is like he's saying to his followers, look, you still have to be together after I'm gone. So here are some of the rules. And the piece that we're thinking about tonight in particular is how it might look when we're difficult with each other. So if you have a disagreement or someone says something that upsets you, go talk to them directly, Jesus says. See if you can work it out. And if that doesn't work, then you might need to bring in someone else to help you sort it. And this all sounds so logical, and yet I think sometimes our way is to walk away and just not engage anymore. People leave relationships and church for all kinds of reasons. But that's not what Jesus says. Instead, he says, if you still can't figure it out, then you are to treat that with whom you are in disagreement as a tax collector or a Gentile. And this morning at the 10:30 service, Philippa reminded us just how Jesus dealt with tax collectors and Gentiles. Those were the people that he ate with. Those were the people that he sat with and gave a place to, regardless. As we grow together and learn and plan together, I know there are going to be places where we disagree. We are not going to get along all of the time. And it might be another member of this community with whom you don't get along or disagree. It might be me. It might be Andrew. It's my hope that we can follow what Jesus says, that you will come and talk to us so that we can work it out. I heard once in another sermon that we are going to be hurt and disappointed in our church communities because they cannot possibly be all things to all people, but that it is in the sticking around and working through our disagreements and our disappointments that makes it totally worthwhile. It is through coming out on the other side of these arguments or disappointments that we really get to see each other. That's where grace shows up. God's grace can be shown to us in our imperfection, in our frustration. God's grace is for all of us, all of the time, no matter what. Our focus must be on reconciliation with one another and with God. Our gospel says tonight that whatever we bind here on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose here on earth will be loosed in heaven. Our job as followers of Christ is to live as though we are trying to bring heaven here on earth, not as though heaven were someplace far away that we get to go after we die. But we are invited to live here and now. If we can't resolve issues here in church, where else can we do it? And I do know that this is not always the case in church or with churches among each other, but it is what I hope for here at St. Bridget. Jesus tells us that when two or three are gathered here in God's name, he is here too. In our love, in our friendship, in our arguments, in our hurt, in our anger. We want to loose God's love into the world, and we need to practice how we do that right here and then carry it out. Jesus invites us to love each other, and following Jesus' example means that we are going to need to call each other on our crazy or poor behavior. We are going to need to talk to each other when we get hurt. We are going to need to work out our differences. But we do that with the love of God in our hearts. We do it prayerfully and carefully. And then we are invited to keep sticking around so that we can participate in God's gracious love as we work through resolution together. If we had read the passage from Romans tonight, we would have heard Paul remind us that of all the commandments that we have been given by Jesus, the one that sums it up is to love our neighbors as ourselves. And it's as simple and it's as complicated as that. It is on that commandment that we respond to the call to build this community of St. Bridget, knowing that as we gather, we will do this imperfectly. We will disagree with each other. We might hurt one another because that also comes with having two or three of us gathered. But how and that we work towards resolution is what's important. Community is imperfect. Church is imperfect because humans are most certainly imperfect. And that, in part, is what makes us and this beautiful.